Well, when I enrolled in, at the New Mexico State University, you had to do 2 years of ROTC. I was already in the Army National Guard because my cousin was a captain. Sammy Chavez was a captain at the National Guard. And he came by and recruited about four or five of us at the high school. So I was in the Army National Guard already. At that time, the Guard had 90-millimeter cannons, and the shells were about 4 feet tall, and they weighed about 100 pounds. And we were skinny little guys. We couldn't pick up the shells. So we just did other jobs on the cannon. When I enrolled at the university, they had two ROTC units, the Army and the Air Force. Well, I was already in the Army, so I didn't care. I just came up to the line, and there was two guys there, and they'd say, you go to the Air Force, you go in the Army, you go in the Air Force, you go in the Air Force. So I ended up in the Air Force. I had no intentions of going into the Air Force. Well, after 2 years of ROTC, they took us down into the auditorium somewhere. Might have been Milton Hall. Milton Hall used to be a big auditorium.
This building right now that we're in.
I played some concerts here at the hall. Uh-huh. At the end of 2 years, they took us in there to do what they call a Stainine test, which is an IQ test all day long. So when the results came out, I looked at the board and I said, I qualified for pilot. I mean, how many pilots are in Las Cruces? You know. So I told my wife at that time, I says, pending a physical. So I says, well, you know, I haven't taken a physical in a long time. So I took a physical. I had 20/20 eye vision, and everything checked out okay. So I enrolled in what they call advanced ROTC. So now I'm in the regular Air Force Reserve, because that's like a reserve unit. So after a few months I had two uniforms in my closet. I had an Air Force uniform and an Army uniform. So I talked to the colonel. I says, you know, colonel, I says, I'm still in the Army. And he looked at me and said, my God, you can't be in the Army and the Air Force at the same time. So we got in this car and we went down to the Air Force recruiter. And within 15 seconds, I went from the Army into the Air Force. So then after you graduated from university, I earned a civil engineering degree and also a commission, a second lieutenant commission in the Air Force. And I was programmed to go into pilot training. Then there was about 26 in my class, and we all got assignments to different types of aircrafts. And I was assigned to a B-52, which is a big 8-engine bomber. So I flew that for about 3-4 years, and I was during the Vietnam conflict, I flew a lot of bombing missions on that B-52 over Vietnam, and that was very stressful and scary. We were always waiting for the missiles to come up and get you. My crew wasn't scheduled to go to Vietnam until after I was ready to get out of the service in June of 19... whatever it was. And so my crew wasn't scheduled to go to Vietnam. So one morning, the wing commander came in to give a briefing every morning. And he says, we need a volunteer to go to Guam because one of the pilots from another squadron had to go home on emergency leave. So they had to replace him. So I volunteered. And it made everybody mad. So after I came out of the regular Air Force, I got hired by Continental Airline as one of their pilots. And one of the first assignments that I had with Continental was to fly the 707 back into the Vietnam thing. But this time I was taking the soldiers that were going from the United States to Vietnam, and then I was bringing them home from that. So I was back in the war with a different uniform, though. So that was kind of neat.
What was it like talking to all the soldiers who were leaving?
Well,
taking them home.
Oh, coming home?
Yeah.
Oh, they were real happy, of course. Yeah. But going back, it was a very sober bunch. I don't blame them.